So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve!
What's going on?
Good afternoon. Steve, how far away is Smell-O-Vision? I mean...
The smell of radio is here.
Speaking personally, or
is it like I remember there being murmurs of that, like kind of like the next dimension of viewing films, where they just kind of like spray a little mist of smells in around you and shit when you're watching a movie.
You mean like when
is that a dream?
You mean like when people take a curry to the movies?
If you're watching like a movie from around there. But you know what I mean? Wasn't that like a murmur of that at some point, where that's where it's headed?
Well, it's been a long time since director John Waters pioneered having a scratch and sniff. I think it was like 1970.
Whoa.
They'll bring back the scratch and sniff.
Oh, so you just have his, a card that you follow through and
you get cured, and his were all fairly gross.
Right.
But I mean, maybe, okay, look, there's a bit of time before Fast and Furious 9 comes out. That's not out until next week. So
John and I both saw that.
I reckon, so okay, let's figure out what the six things are in Fast and Furious. One is the smell of a Corona being opened. So you have like a beer smell.
The smell of family.
The smell of family.
The smell of also hating your family most of the time.
In Fast and Furious
Burnout
9,
smell.
Vin Diesel goes up against John Cena, who's his brother.
The smell of diesel.
The smell of diesel. And then also, just at the optimum moment when their faces are just about to touch and they're dripping with sweat, just testosterone.
Yeah.
Odorless, but gives you a vibe.
This is what I'm saying, though. Isn't, when like, full immersion, it can't be that far away. Like, if it was to be in your own TV at home, would you need to, like, replace cartridges like you do on a printer? I've thought about this quite a bit.
That's where they get you.
Right. God, I need to buy more dank smell.
Can we just go off air for a second, where we can debate how we'd fraud the public by having a thing that you plug into the bottom of your phone that generates smells during movies?
Keen.
Cool. Okay, we can go back on air now.
5395 for all your movie ideas. Text them on in. We'd love to hear it.
So, Steve, you've obviously seen the new Fast and Furious.
No, I'm just speculating.
Okay.
Just speculating. I don't have the cinematic pleasure next week.
Have they outdone Police Academy now?
Shoot, that's a good question. It's very close. It might be neck and neck. And hang on, did you mean in quality?
Not really, because the thing is, Fast and Furious have been like blockbusty the whole time. Credit to them.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, and Police Academy kind of waned off there.
That's true. And any franchise which has reportedly created a massive feud between Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel trying to out-masculine each other on set has got to be respected.
Mm.
Also, as you mentioned, family drama. Good emphasis on good morals. And there's just not enough of those anymore.
Okay.
Hey, there's been a few films out that create different kinds of anxiety. We talked about A Quiet Place Part 2 recently. I saw something the other day that's in cinemas now that creates anxiety if you don't like your cables being looked after properly. So I don't know if anyone in the studio
me.
Here...
That's me.
So what's your preferred... Like, how messy can a cable situation get before you need to do some admin? How tidy is the picture?
Man, I don't know. Like, sometimes we'll get to a massive rat's nest, and that is quite a tense moment. Are you talking about like coiling them up?
Yeah,
there's
like
a real technique to
cables,
that.
Yeah.
You kind of get the loop, and as you're looping, you just pinch and twist with your index and thumb, and that I've taught a lot of people down at Drive Island how to sort of coil up
pinch.
An XLR.
Yeah,
pinch and twist, pinch and twist, and it's heavily satisfying when you get it right. Isn't that right, John?
That's fantastic. Tell us about this movie involving cables.
Sounds exciting, eh? Mm-hmm. The film's called Lapsus. Lapsis. Lapsus.
Yeah.
And the premise of it is that a new quantum computing technology is sweeping the world, but what it really needs is people to connect the different interfaces of the computer together by cabling them with big, long cables. So it creates like a gig economy where people get paid next to no money, follow an app and walk off into the bush with a little trolley laying cable. And this is why I bring up the anxiety about cables, because you're watching
internet. No internet in this weird future that we're in?
Oh, there is, but this is surpassing the
okay.
Our
so it's like main, like way more powerful.
Yeah,
and
you're like you're nobody if you don't have a quantum computer.
Okay,
in this world. And
how
so
fix the cable.
Oh, it's just your standard.
Okay,
just a standard kind of like that's. I think the Drive Island audio XLR scenario is about right.
Mm-hmm.
But I got quite anxious watching people just like walking off through the bush with trolleys and just laying like heaps of black cable behind them. It was just like this is a mess.
They don't
like
bury
this.
It or anything.
No, it's just on the ground.
Oh,
but
man.
What are the perks of these quantum computers?
I guess they just go fast.
Is that it?
Like
There's no like sort
of... It's a lot unsaid in this film.
Okay.
But what it really does ruminate on is just our this terrible capitalist environment that we live in, where businesses seem increasingly content to not have an employee but just have a bunch of contractors, not look after them, treat them like shit, Uber them, etc. But in this case, they're also making a really messy bush environment, turning state parks into just messes of cables.
And where do all the cables go to? Like, because
they just go between these big boxes.
This is so confusing.
And it is pretty confusing. So as you can probably gather, there's like a bit of a sci-fi element to this film.
I like sci-fi.
It's living in that space of science fiction where you're dealing with kind of like wacky ideas and not much budget. So,
But we're kind of like that with technology as well. We sort of figure it out along the way. So I can see what they're riffing on there. We just go, we want the best thing. Who cares how it works?
Absolutely. And so I guess like the big picture of what they're trying to achieve with these computers is they have a quantum trading market. So what's really driving this whole thing is the ability.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, is the ability to for these supercomputers to just blitz on the finance markets.
They're doing that already. They're running these algorithms that they don't even know how it works, and the computer's just doing it, and they're giving them the results they want, and everyone's trying to back engineer how the computer actually does it now. It's really quite fascinating.
Just leave them to it, eh?
Like, really?
Just put something, just
so good, eh?
Slide their lunch under the door and leave them to it. I was also thinking about messy cables watching something else, which was the Netflix comedy special Bo Burnham Inside. Where the American comedian starts working on a special in a room of his house during lockdown in the States, and writes, shoots, directs, edits the whole thing himself. A lot of musical performances. You sort of see the effect of lockdown on an individual, at least through one particular lens. His hair gets long, he starts going a bit loopier at times than others. But turns out you need a lot of shit to make a comedy special by yourself. Mm. Some of it's sort of prop stuff that he's buying from that company Amazon. That's a lot like what we're talking about in Lapsus a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Other stuff is just gear. Lots and lots of gear. An unwieldy amount of gear. So if you're a creatively minded person who likes things being tidy, these are two things to not watch, I would say.
Few good laughs.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, good. Do you want me to do them now?
No, wouldn't do
it justice.
No.
I really enjoyed it. I think that for me, it was the experience of watching it itself was good. I haven't thought about it a ton since, but a few crack ups and kind of just watching someone put themselves through the ringer to make something was weirdly satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that that's an interesting point that you bring up about having to think about the movie after you've watched it? Because some movies have a sort of hypnotizing quality of you just going in and coming out and 2.5 hours have gone away. And you kind of, if you don't think about the movie right away, you kind of forget what the fucking movie is even about. Do you find that you have to consciously actually do that? Go, okay,
yeah, sometimes.
Especially in your job, you know?
Sometimes, like A Quiet Place and A Quiet Place Part 2 are good examples of... I've kind of elected to not re-examine that one too much, because the more I thought about the first film, the sort of more rickety I found the plotting of it and some of the elements. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not all movies are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a good experience.
Okay.
Now, speaking of experiences, tonight the new Marvel series kicks off. This is the show called Loki, is a kind of like a kind of a time travel-y thing.
I don't know if his character's more powerful enough for this. I'm worried about this whole thing.
What we've seen of it so far is Tom Hiddleston's character's back, not quite from the dead, but through some narrative kind of trickery. There's a timeline shift, and he finds himself in the hands of a bureaucratic organization that's all about protecting the flow of time. But he's paired with Owen Wilson, which is a great addition, I think, to this to this environment. And watching those two guys, even just in the trailers, have a bit of a spar, I think there'll be plenty to enjoy when that arrives on Disney Plus tonight.
Okay.
I will be checking that out and also watching State of Origin.
Oh, shit. I always forget when State of Origin is on. It's tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
Go Queensland.
Yes. I'm glad that you said that.
Just made this a sports segment. Sorry, everybody.
Fucking Queensland.
Anyway, so I guess the moral of the story is there's lots of stuff to watch.
State of O on tonight.
Cable tension, Lapsus, and Bo Burnham Inside. Optimistic view of Marvel shows. Loki.
Check this out, though.
Supporters of Queensland, state
like
of origin.
A little grass smell, you know, coming from the TV, you know? A little bit of that astroturfy kind of dirt smell.
Is this the state of origin
state of
smells?
Origin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hot dogs, beer,
the old, like,
stale
vape
beer.
Cloud.
Very beer.
That's awesome. Thanks for reminding me of the state of origin, man.
Liniment.
Let us know who you support, New South Wales or Queensland, 5395.
There's one correct answer.
It's funny, eh?
Come on, New Zealand.
Thanks, Steve.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.